From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Some California farmers say their insurance companies are refusing to renew their wildfire coverage, and some are disputing policy cancellations, arguing that farms and ranches are not in extreme fire risk zones. Aware of the issue, the California Department of Insurance is now conducting a survey to identify which geographic areas are impacted by coverage restrictions to recommend potential solutions to address property owners' concerns. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack approved Commodity Credit Corporation funding to assist USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services' response to the bird flu. The virus has been confirmed in 29 states, affecting more than 33 million domestic birds. APHIS is working closely with state animal health officials on joint incident responses in each affected state. Vilsack approved the transfer of nearly $263 million from the CCC to APHIS to directly support the response efforts. The Fertilizer Institute President Corey Rosenbusch thanked the Surface Transportation Board for last week's hearing on urgent issues in freight rail service. Rosenbusch says they appreciate the opportunity to provide testimony on how rail service is negatively impacting the cost and timely delivery of fertilizer inputs to farmers. TFI cited issues like implementation of precision railroading, a lack of competition, and of structural and market-based incentives to be customer-oriented, leading to reduced rail service, high shipping rates, and poor cycle times. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.